This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. Governor John Hickenlooper recently appointed Glenwood Springs resident Carrie Hauser to the state's Parks and Wildlife Commission. This board sets rules and oversees state parks and wildlife programs. Thanks for being here, Carrie.
Certainly.
So you were appointed to represent outdoor recreation and park interests. What do you see as some of the issues you'd like to address?
Well, I'm brand new. I've just learned of this appointment a day or two ago, so I will look forward to learning a lot more about the commission and its work. I think generally I would simply say, you know, to be a Coloradan, you care about our state and our incredible backyard. And so to the extent that I can offer some perspective on being a relatively frequent user of our incredible open spaces and our state parks and all the things that Colorado has to offer, I'll look forward to doing that.
So you are an athlete and you like to spend time outside. Can you tell me about your perspective on how to balance conservation and recreation? We've heard a lot locally about overuse of some of our most precious places. And I'm wondering, as a member of the commission, how might you address some of those issues?
Yeah, I would speculate it's a pretty significant kind of crux issue for the commission right now. I'll learn more about that. But also, you know, this incredible rock pile that we all come to live here in this state where so many of us are imports and our population is booming so drastically, it would seem to me that this is something that you have to try to find a reasonable balance. And the reason that the commission, as I understand it, has different delegates based on different sort of affiliations is to try to bring together ranchers, users, conservationists, and others to try to find an appropriate balance for these really incredible places in Colorado and make sure that they're still here for generations to come.
Right. So does that mean since you were appointed on a recreation kind of focus that you would be primarily advocating for recreationalists?
Well, I think my understanding is that that's sort of what I represent. I'm not a rancher. I don't come from those other sort of constituency bases. And so that's kind of how, in my understanding with a lot of these state commissions and appointed positions, is they really try to find a balance of folks that will bring different voices to the table. And hopefully in doing so, not only just for kind of political affiliation, but sort of what do you bring to the table? Mm-hmm. You're bringing something that will add to the conversation, and ideally, whatever actions come out of that are sort of the greatest collection of that thinking, and probably a lot of compromise as well.
Right. Now, in your day job, you're the president and CEO of Colorado Mountain College. How does that work tie with this? How do you see a connection there?
It was one of the pieces when I was asked if I might be interested in this. I always sort of ask myself or go through a process to say, well, how does it connect with the college? And given that we're a 9-county, 12,000 square mile, you know, enterprise in the central Rockies where so much of this activity happens, there's a lot of connectivity. We have so many outdoor programs. We have a sustainability program, all of our natural resources programs. So I was in our Steamboat campus yesterday and it happened to be that all of our outdoor faculty were getting ready to launch the semester. And I walked in and shared this news with them. And I said, I want you to help me think about how do we connect our students and how do we connect our programs and how might there be opportunities both for the commission, but also, you know, what are sort of the ways that we connect the college better with the work of the commission and certainly with, you know, all that happens in our great outdoors.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Carrie Hauser will represent outdoor recreation and parks on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission. She's the only representative from the Roaring Fork Valley to serve on the state board. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.